Hello there, welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered, the podcast where we share stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev, a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills, empowerment, and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and I am so glad to have you join us today. There's an African proverb that says, anytime you wake up is your morning. It reminds us that no matter where you are or how far you've gone, it's never too late to start again, to take a new path, or to discover a version of yourself you didn't even know existed. For our guest today, Deborah, that awakening came when she discovered product management, a field she had heard about but didn't quite understand. Coming from an accounting background, she was searching for something that blended structure, creativity, and real impact. Then she came across the Women Tech Sales Bootcamp, and I would say that was a game changer. She took a chance stepping into an unfamiliar world, and through that experience, she found clarity, confidence, and direction. Today, Deborah is here to share her story with us and to share how one decision opened new doors and reshaped how she sees her career and herself. So sit back, settle in, and let's dive right in. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Yemisi. I'm fine, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, so let's get to meet you. Let's start at the very beginning. Who is Deborah? Tell us a bit about your background. What drives you? You know, what keeps you motivated every day?
So my name is Deborah. I'm actually a business person. I have a business that I currently run, and I'm also currently learning and, you know, growing every day my products management career. So one thing I would say that drives me every day is I have this passion to make meaningful changes wherever I find myself. I don't know, I've always been this way, like, since I know myself. Like, I've been this kind of person that likes to give solution to things. Even people around me know that, and pretty much about me.
Fantastic. Lovely to meet you, Deborah. Okay, so you studied accounting at the university, but now you're working as a product manager. What first sparked your curiosity about product management? Was there like a particular moment or experience where you thought, maybe this is my thing?
Okay, yes, I started accounting actually. And you know, in Nigeria, the usual thing is once you graduate school, you take your professional exams and then, you know, probably work in an accounting firm or something. So when I finished school, I served in a clinic, like in a diagnostic clinic. And I think after my service, I was like, okay, let me just continue my business. I had a business I was running actually, like while I was doing my NYC. And I was like, okay, my business is doing well. Let me just continue the business. You know, at least I was making money. It was not bad. It was, you know, it was helping me. My business was really doing well. And I think along the line, I just felt that I needed to do more. I just felt that conviction that I needed to do more in life. And the business was not giving me that sense of value. I just felt like, okay, I need to actually grow my career. I need to give back to the society, you know, give back value to the society. And I came across an article one day on product management. Previously, I actually registered for a business analysis bootcamp. And during the business analysis bootcamp, they mentioned product management. I'm like, what is product management? So I did some research, you know, I read some things about product management, and I was like, okay, I think this sounds like what I can do. And you know, then I think there was this narrative of there's some courses you could do that are not like coding, you understand? So I was like, okay, let me just read more about this product management. It sounds like what I can do. But I think at that point, I didn't really understand what it was about. I just knew that, okay, this sounds like what I can do. Yeah, and until I came across Tech for Dev one day.
Interesting. So can you just tell me like a bit about what you thought product management was before joining the Women Tech Sales Bootcamp? And then after going through the training, did that perspective shift?
Okay, so, you know, usually when people want to start a new career, especially for tech careers, I think one thing people talk about is the confusion stage. I think that's one thing that people don't really talk about, but I think I went through that stage at some point. So when I heard about product management, I did some research and I read about what product management was, and I saw an article that spoke about product lifecycle. So I think that was the first time that I knew that, okay, wow, I think I really love this course. Like when I read what product lifecycle was, I was like, this sounds like what I actually love to do naturally. Like it's not even about maybe career or anything. It was something that I was drawn to, let me put it that way. And now I had a fear in me that, okay, what if I start this thing and it is really hard, or it's something I now find out that it's not about the product lifecycle thing and it's entirely what I don't think I can do. Will I leave the course or something? I was just scared. I just had this fear in me that, am I sure I want to do this? Am I sure I want to start something and I'm not able to pursue it? You understand? And so I was like, okay, let me just register for this boot camp. I think it was like about 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I think it was 3 weeks. So I was like, okay, let me register for this boot camp and let me give it my all. You understand? I think that time I closed my business for those 3 weeks. I'm telling you. So I called everybody around. I called my riders. I called my suppliers. I called some of my staff. I told them there was no way to be available, for that time. In fact, I remember that I warned everybody that from this time to this particular time, nobody should call me because I'm not going to be around and everything. And I actually went to a workstation in my area because I'm usually a very busy person. Like naturally, I always have like a very noisy environment around me because of business. We know how business is in Nigeria. So I remember then I texted a workstation in my area and I paid for those 3 weeks. In fact, I paid for the 3 weeks and I just did that to like challenge myself that, okay, before I decide I don't want to do product management, let me actually give this particular bootcamp my own. Let me get to understand what this product management is all about and then know if it is something I want to really do or it is something that I would love to do. So joining the bootcamp, I think even first of all, I was encouraged when I was selected. I think we had like thousands of people that put in for the bootcamp. And I kind of like drew a sense of encouragement when I was selected. And when we started, our tutor was Mr. Mohammed. He was such a very good instructor. He really taught us so well. I know people might complain that some of this bootcamp can be a bit hard and, complex. But like I said, I did like little research. I did read like the basis of product management. So I was ready. I was like, anything, even if it's hard, like what's case scenario? I would just read after classes. In fact, I remember then, after every class, I would sit in the workstation and then read, then go home later in the evening. So I think it was something I really enjoyed. It was something that it just gave me clarity. Like tech for dev gave me clarity into product management. Like I just knew that, okay, this thing, I'm actually going to do it. Like I don't care what's going to happen. I think it is something I love. Not if I think, like I was sure at that point that this is something I love to do. I know that there might be challenges or, it might not be a smooth journey, but this thing, I'm actually going to learn it. Yeah, so Tech for Dev gave me clarity. It gave me clarity and it gave me like a confirmation that I have to do this.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, so if you could pick one highlight from your bootcamp experience, something that has really stayed with you, what would it be and why?
Okay, so I think one thing that has stuck with me is that sometimes like things are not as hard as we think it will be. I think that's one thing I drew from the bootcamp, to be honest, because when you listen to certain career or skills that people mention from afar, some people get scared to even want to even learn those things. It just feels like this thing is going to be hard. I don't know if you get. And I was doing business for like 4 or 5 years. So, going into the whole career world, I was like, where will I start from? You understand? I was like, where will I start from? As in, what do I need to learn? I don't even know where to start from. If I remember then, I had to call my sister because she studied computer engineering in school. I had to call her and ask her some questions. What should I read first? Because It's been years. I don't even know what to learn. I don't know what is invoked. No, do you get it? So I remember then, I had this fear of this thing. Is it not going to be hard? Do you understand? So doing tech for dev, I think what amazed me the most is the project we did. You know, because it's easy for people to give you theory. Like theory is easy to see, listen to things, listen to documentation that you should listen to what you should do. But you know, when you now have to like practicalize certain things and now think from a human point of view, do you understand? Like, for example, they're asking you to bring a solution to say a certain thing. You know, people look at it, they look at everything from the point of technology. Yes, technology is important, but you know, product management also like prioritizes user needs. You understand? Like, you know, looking at it from, and one thing I can say also helped me is I have a business, you understand? So naturally, I grew that skill for my business that this business, so I need to stay ahead of my competitors. And I had this mindset of, I need to also understand what users want. I need to also be able to even think ahead of the customer sometimes and understand, you know, look at the opportunities in the market, look at what products I can bring in. So I just look at it, okay, this is not actually as hard as I think. As far as I can have a point of view that I need to always satisfy users. I need to also make sure that, you know, they love what they buy. So I think it just gave me that sort of, you know, that comfort that, okay, this is not, things are not as hard as we think, to be honest. Like, it's not that deep.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing. And I like how, you know, the skills that you learned, user experience, user needs, knowing users' needs ahead, and being able to anticipate those needs. I like how I really like how you're able to, you know, transfer those things into your running your business, which is really cool. So you recently participated in the Tech for Devs Economic Impact Survey, and you won a laptop. Congratulations once again. What was that moment like for you? And beyond the excitement of winning, what did that symbolize in your maybe personal or professional journey?
Oh, in fact, I was so happy when I got the message that I won a laptop. I was really, really happy. And, you know, like I said, I feel like all these things just gave me like a confirmation. I think in the notes I wrote to Tech for Dev, I actually included it there. You guys encouraged me even doing that. You know, people can, a boot camp, it was just a boot camp. It was a 3 weeks boot camp and, you know, maybe it's not that deep. But sometimes, you know, these things can actually have like significant impact in our journey, and I'll forever ever be great. Like Tech for Dev will always be in my success story. Like, I will never ever forget. Like I said, first of all, they gave me clarity. They gave me confirmation that, okay, yes, this is what I want to do. You know, in fact, they even made me, I think naturally I'm someone that I can be very, very like, you know, calm. Sometimes I don't talk in public and everything. So no, but having to collaborate with people doing the project, especially, I think that was like the first time I was having like a, you know, product management kind of like projects with people. And, you know, I felt so comfortable to talk to my group members, you know, contributed a lot of things like during that time. It just deepened my understanding about collaboration, you know, about working with people, you know, about contributing to things. You know, it was such a beautiful thing, to be honest. I'll forever ever be grateful to Tech for Dev. I'll be forever grateful, to be honest. I'm so grateful. I was so shocked that day when I saw the message that I won a laptop. I'm telling you, like, I think for like 3 days, I kept on saying, am I dreaming? Or like, is this happening? Or like, am I dreaming? Oh my goodness, I'm so happy, to be honest. I'm so, so happy.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. We are happy to be a part of your success and a part of your career journey. And just building on that, I just wanted to share a bit about how, you know, the boot camp has shaped you to where you are today, not just in terms of maybe the skills, but more around how you see opportunities, your confidence, and, you know, your journey in your career path.
Yes. Like I said, till today, I'm still learning product management. So I think that alone is, it just a proof that this makes sense and this is going to make more sense at the end, to be honest. Because if you guys are giving me a laptop and I told you that, oh, I'm no longer doing tech, I'm no longer learning this thing, I mean, So just even hearing that, this is something I'm still learning. I'm growing every day to love product management. I think that's one thing I'll be forever grateful for, that you guys have, you know, pushed me. I still follow Tech for Dev. I still see your posts. Anytime I see your posts, I just remember how I started this whole journey. You know, I remember everything. I still, even till today, I still have all my course handouts. I still have the projects we even worked on then. And sometimes I just go through the project. I'm like, I see areas that, you know, I can work and improve, you know, from the projects we did then. And, you know, I'm just happy that all of this is making sense right now. I think it's like over a year, right? I think it's close to a year. It's close to a year right now. And I'm just so grateful that I'm still on that journey and I've come this far.
That's the thing. Thank you so much for sharing that. Finally, for someone listening who is curious about tech, but maybe they are unsure about where to start, or probably they are in a different field like you once were, what would you tell this person? What advice would you give a person like that?
Okay, so I think one advice I would give the person is you don't need to have it all figured out. That's the truth. I think people don't talk about how they get confused at a certain stage. I don't think I saw, you know, enough article on that, or, you know, enough resources on that. And one thing I'm grateful for that Tech for Dev, like, emphasized on during my boot camp was, they didn't give me the idea that after the boot camp, I'm going to get a job, you know, based on what I learned from the boot camp. They gave us the impression that these things you are learning here, you are going to learn more. You know, after the boot camp, you know, you're going to learn more about these things. I don't know if you get what I'm saying, because I think there's a lot of unrealistic stories now in Nigeria. You see some schools advertising 1 month training, and they tell you that after the 1 month, you travel to the UK, you get a job abroad and go. I don't know. Those things are unrealistic to me. To be honest, it's unrealistic to me. So for anyone that is just starting, I just wanted to know that it is fine to be confused. You don't need to have it all figured out, to be honest. Like, explore different areas if you need to. You know, take courses if you need to. Train communities if you need to. And I think the most important thing is you have to stay consistent. The thing is that I just realized that even when I started this year, I remember this year I had to call a friend and I asked him that, this product management I'm doing, like, when will I learn everything finished? Like, when will I know it all? Do you understand? Life will keep evolving. I don't think you can ever know everything in life. You understand? So one thing I'll say is that clarity will come as you take action. That's the thing. If you keep waiting, you're just going to wait till eternity. You have to just take action and everything will make sense at the end of the day. It will keep making sense. So I think day by day, any day, anytime I wake up, I keep remembering like the knowledge I had like a year ago and the knowledge I have now. Like, I've really grown so much. I've learned a lot of things. I have more confidence even in product management. Like, I could pick up any product management and school. I might not understand everything they say there, but like I understand what they're saying. Like, I can, you understand? It's just so amazing that I have more clarity now. Let me just put it that way. It's so amazing that I was confused once. I was overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed at some point. In fact, there are times I cried. That when will I learn? I have a lot of things to learn. How will I put all of this, you know, in my head? Especially for people that don't even have any tech background. Even if you don't have any tech background, just start somewhere. Like, it's fine to be confused. Start somewhere. With time, you will understand what you're doing the more. To be honest, you will understand the more. Yeah, so that's all advice I'm going to give.
Thank you so much, Deborah. Finally, can you share one fun fact about yourself?
I think one fun fact about myself is that people around me, they see me as a very, very, very strong person. Like, I don't think, I can walk in the midst of chaos. So I think that's one thing that I see that is a fun fact about me. I'm a very strong person. I don't like to even entertain negativity or something. So yeah, I think that's one thing that, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah,
sure. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for sharing your story with us today, Deborah.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time. And Deborah's story is a powerful reminder that clarity comes after we take that first step, not before. like she said, just start, do it, and the more you go along in the journey, the clearer it becomes. For her, from accounting to product management, the Brav story just shows that learning never really stops. Like she said, she's still learning, and we all are still learning, really. And it's truly never too late to begin again. We're so proud of how far you've come, Deborah. I'm excited to see all the incredible things ahead. And to everyone listening, remember, anytime you wake up is your morning. Start where you are with what you have and just begin. Don't keep this story to yourself. Share it with someone who needs that push. We need a little bit of encouragement. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to Tech Empowered so you never miss an episode from us. And check out our other inspiring episodes of stories of people who are shaping the future through technology. I remain your humble host here, Missy. And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and never stop believing in what's possible. Bye for now.